For people with Parkinson's disease, regular dance classes can help control their balance and movement. KGNU's Ginger Perry went along to one such class in Boulder to find out more.
This is Ginger Perry for KGNU. I'm here with Lisa Johnson of the Dance for Parkinson's Disease Project. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Ginger.
Tell me what your title is.
Sure. I'm the Director of Programming for Third Law's Dance for Parkinson's program.
Okay. And tell us just what Parkinson's disease is.
Parkinson's is a neurodegenerative disease that affects, you know, motor skills. It's very well known from Michael J. Fox. It traditionally affects the older population, but there is such a thing as early onset.
Okay, so you have a program of dance for people with Parkinson's. How long has that been going on?
Our program in Boulder has been going on since 2013, but the program Dance for Parkinson's really got started in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, with the Dance for Parkinson's program based in, from Mark Morris Dance Group, and they have become, you know, the leading instructors for Dance for Parkinson's programs all over the world. It started with them, and now there's over 300 communities that are doing this program that are offering it in 25 countries. So it's really grown.
Wow. And tell us about it. There probably isn't a typical format to the dance classes, but just tell us what people might be able to expect.
Sure. All the classes are run by people trained in the Dance for Parkinson's program. So there is an emphasis on the artistic, creative, community building involving the dancers, the people who come in the program. But, you know, we do have people who are specialized in ballet or do more improvisation. You know, Third Law Dance is a dance theater company, so we do a lot of dance and improvisation. It's not social dancing, I can say that. But we might do tap, we do seated dance, we do standing.
You do sitting too?
Yes, seated and standing. So people can stay seated the whole time. And we also have people that don't have Parkinson's that come because they may have a neurological problem or just need to move more. Yeah. So our community is very open.
Great. Okay, so having our head go forward, relaxing over, you can shake your hands, and then roll up.
The classes are at the Dairy Center for the Arts. It's one of the wonderful things about our particular program is that we are in the Dairy Center, so we're taking the exercise modality and actually putting it into an artistic venue. And people come out, and there's three theaters, a cafe, a movie theater, and our classes are Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m.
At the Gordon Gam Theater at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder?
Well, yes, on Tuesdays are at the Gordon Gam Theater, and on Thursdays we go into Boulder Ballet Studio 3.
And tell me about the community of people that have Parkinson's and support them.
The community, so we welcome the caregivers, family, friends that come. So people that can come on their own, and other people come with their caretakers.
And then we're going to tilt. The top arm comes down, flaps, goes back up.
I would just say, come give it a try. It's such a beautiful, magical community. I dropped in a couple of years ago. My father had Parkinson's, and I love dance, and I came to one class and started volunteering, and you know, I've never left, and we have a wonderful group of people. It does change as people get more advanced in their disease. They can't come, but it's a beautiful community, and that brings lots of joy.
And you teach and direct the program as well?
I do. We have five other amazing teachers in the program, and we're training a couple more this January in Toronto with the Mark Morris training.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much. That's Lisa Johnston with the
Dance for Parkinson's program, Third Law Dance for Parkinson's program in Boulder. And Ginger, thank you. Thanks so much for coming and for talking about the program with me.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is Ginger Perry for KGNU.
A And you can find out more about Dance for Parkinson's at danceforparkinsons.org and find out about the classes that happen at the Dairy Centre online at thedairy.org.